second shir of Rabbi Nachman's Sefer, Likute Moran, written by his Talmud Rabbi Nassim. Okay, so we're going to go a bit, we're going to go back a little bit. Ki ha'ish ha'yisraeli, Jewish person, tzarech tamid listakel b'haskel, he always has to look with an understanding, with a depth, shel kol davar, in everything that's in the world, anything that happens to him, everything that's in the world, ulekasher atzmo, to connect himself, el ha'chochma v'asechel sheyesh b'chol davar, to the wisdom and the understanding that is in everything, the understanding of what's its purpose, what's its depth. Kedei she'ya'ir lo ha'sechel sheyesh b'chol davar, that in order that the light, i.e. the spiritual light, right, of everything, will be shown in it, right? Litkarev la'Hashem, to bring him close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Barach. Al-yedei oto davar, through this thing. That means when a person sees something, and he sees that thing, will bring, how that thing will bring him to a kirva, to a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's called haskel. You with me? Yeah? Ki ha'sechel hu o gadol. The sechel in a person, the understanding in a person, is a great light. Umi'ir b'chol drachav, and it's revealed and it's illuminated in all its ways. Kamo shekatuv, like it's written, Chochmas Adam ta'ir panav, the wisdom of a person will enlighten his face. V'zeh b'chinat Yaakov, and this is the concept of Yaakov. Ki Yaakov zachar b'chora, Yaakov reached the level of being the firstborn. Shu Rashius, the firstborn is always the first, Rashius, the beginning. Shu Bechinus HaChochma, the beginning of revelation is Chochma. That's why it says, Bereshius Bara Elohim, in the beginning, in the first, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. Unklus translates as, B'Chochmata, with Chochma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Aleph is something which is Ne'elam. Aleph, like Aleph, like we say Aleph, say a thousand. The lashon of elef is something which is removed from us. It's something very far from us, right? So aleph is something which is removed, something which we can't understand. Chochma is the first, the beginning of our understanding. Elef represents the keter, the crown. The crown of a person is beyond him. It's not even part of his body, something beyond him. That's his neshama, which is beyond him. His, what's called his keter, his crown of his soul, which is beyond him. His neshama, which is outside him. The chokhmah of a person, a chokhmah mechayed ba'aleh, gives life to a person because it's in him. It permeates him and gives him life. We're going to see soon. Kamo shekatuv, reishis chokhmah. And this is the concept of Yaakveni Bzeh Paramayim. People like Yaakov, when he stole from Esav, right? The Bechorah, not stole, he like cunningly took what was rightfully his from Esav. Targum Unklus, and Unklus explains there. V'chachmeni. And he took it from him with Chochmah. Yaakveni is Chachmeni. V'zeh Bechinat Hashem. This is the concept of the sun. Now remember, these are all Mishalim. The concept of the sun. Ki Hasechel. The understanding of a person, I don't really know how to translate sechel, I might just leave it as the word sechel. Hu me'ir lo b'chol drachav, it gives light to him in all his ways. Because when a person's understanding, right, connects to the world, and he sees how everything in the world connects him to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it gives light to him in all his ways. Kamo HaShemesh, like the sun in the day, gives light. When a person's going out, right, this is a very good marshal. When a person's going out in darkness, he sees all sorts of objects. Mishnah Shoshana speaks about this. He sees all sorts of objects. You'll see a pillar, and you'll think of a man, or an animal chasing him, or the rustling of a wind, you'll think there's something there. There's, you know, especially nowadays, we have all these attacks, you'll think something's there, going to attack him, whatever, right? His mind, because he can't see clearly, so his mind imagines things which aren't even really there. That's when a person doesn't see clearly. So in that type of marshal, when a person doesn't have the light of his wisdom to me'ilo, like the shemesh, to give light to his life, he sees all sorts of things incorrectly. He sees all sorts of dimyonot, imaginations in his life. He thinks this is like this and this is like this. And he's very, very unclear about the path in which to go. Right? And life becomes sometimes scary, sometimes difficult, sometimes hard. When a person has the awe, the light of his chokhmah, me'ir for him, give light to him, and he understands the world, he sees very clearly his paths, he sees very clearly what he's supposed to do. Life becomes much more simpler. Having the chokhmah, of course, it limits your free will. You still choose, but it's a clearer choice. Free will, you have. You always have free will. But does a person, do you have a free will to touch, chas v'shalom, an electric, a live electric wire? You have free will. You going to do it? No. Why are you going to do it? Because it's stupid. The same thing, when a person understands the world and he sees the way he's going to go, he doesn't want to do certain things, which is stupid. It becomes very clear. Like Adam HaRishon before the Chet, he had free will, he had Bechira, but the will was clear. After the Chet, the Yetzirah comes, it came into us, and then ourselves, that darkness of the Yetzirah, limits our view, limits our Chochmah, limits our enlightenment to see properly. He's going to talk about this. Okay. V'ze b'chinot, and this is the concept, Ora tzadikim ko'or noga, the ways of the tzadikim is the light of the stars, right? They see. Holech v'or ad nachon hayom, the light goes into the middle, into the day. They see clearly where they're going. A tzadik, he's living with his chokhmah, he's living with his sechel, that gives him light. The world becomes clear to him. He doesn't have an imagination of dimyonot about which ways, incorrect ways to go. He sees very clearly. You understand? It says, V'ze b'chinas chet. Chochme is a chet. Yeah? So this is the concept of chet. Loshen chiyut. Chet comes from the loshen of chiyut. Loshen of life. Why? Ki ha-chochme, which represents this chet, va-sechel, hu ha-chiyut shel kol davar. It's the life within everything. So when you associate, when you appreciate this thing as giving you life, what's real life? Life is when you're connected to the life of the world, the thing which gives life to the world, which is the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So when you see how this object, or how your life, or how your actions connect with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're connecting to Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is the ultimate source of life in the world. You're connecting to life. And you have life. That's the chet, right? Kamosh katu, ha-chochma t'chiyet ba'aleh. The chochma gives life to its owner, to the person who has it, right? You don't get life from food, from breathing. You get physical life, you know, just the cow gets life. But a human being's life, lo alechem levado yichiy adam, not on bread alone a person lives. El al kol motzit piv, sort of all the words of the Kodesh Baruch Hu yichiy adam. The words of Kodesh Baruch Hu, the connection that you have. When you speak to a person, right, how do we connect? Human beings aren't like, you connect through deeply. You connect through speech, through understanding, through talk, through ideas, right? That's how you connect to people. That's the same way we connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu, through dibur, through tefillah, through Torah. That's our connection with him. When you connect with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, then you have chiyus. And also when you see in the world, that everything has its connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Like we ate today. We have meatballs, we have the rice, the soup, and the thing, right? So hey, what's the difference between us eating and a cow eating? Maybe it's tastier, right? Maybe cow doesn't have so many taste buds in its tongue. We have much more. I don't know. Probably, right? I mean, it eats grass the whole day and it enjoys it. You know, like, I don't know. Right? Grass is exactly so tasty if you ask me, but okay. When we eat, what are we eating for? We make a bracha. Says the Ben Ishchaim, we make a bracha, right? Over food. Food has kedusha, has holiness inside it. When you make a bracha, you're separating that holiness to attach it with you. Not only is the physical food sustaining you, but the spiritual, there's something spiritual in food that's also sustaining you spiritually. Wow. And not only that, if you're eating the food with the right intention, you're eating it to be healthy. You're eating it so you can learn Torah, right? Now, this is a very simple thing for a person to do. I'm not saying we should do it, but I'm saying it's a very simple thing later on for a person to do. When he's eating, just think. You know, you make a nice bracha, and just think, I'm eating it so I have koach to be healthy and to do Avodas Hashem, to do the work of the Kodesh Baruch Hu in this world. That changes his eating. Why does a cow eat? Because he likes to eat. He's not eating so he'll have milk to give human beings to they serve Hashem, right? That's what's going in the head of the cow. Right? Maybe the cow, Pinchas ben Yair, but not our cows, right? So, every object has a life force. Let's take your watch. Your watch has that life force. It wakes you up in the morning, right? To get up for Shacharis. you see the times, you go to Shirim on time, right? It tells you other information, like when you're running, so you can be healthy. I don't know, it does all sorts of things, right? So if those things that that watch functions for, that function is used to connect to your creator, then you see the haskalah, you see the chokhmah of that watch. You see the light in that watch, which brings you close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The deeper a person is, the deeper a person sees in everything. Like David HaMelech. Now, I'll explain to you. David HaMelech didn't understand the purpose of a spider. Now, I'll explain to you why. It's a little deeper than just a simple concept. The spider represents the Ra in the lower worlds. It represents a klipa in the lower worlds. Right? So he didn't understand how this could be an expression of the Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world. Until he was being chased by Shaul HaMelech. He was being chased by Shaul, and the spider made a web on the cave where he was hiding, and that way Shaul worked out that he couldn't have been the David HaMelech one day, because he would have broken the web, and since the web wasn't broken, he didn't look for him there. And then David HaMelech understood how the spider had a purpose. Now, this doesn't sound like the spider represents Ra. That's what Erev Shabbos is, an Inyan. For Shalom Bayis, you kill spiders, you get rid of them. Right? You don't kill spiders, I'm not talking about, bad ones. I'm talking about just the small ones, right? I'm not saying go ahead and do it. I'm just saying it's a concept, because they represent the evil in the world. And Shabbos is a time, right, when that evil gets nullified. Understand? So that evil in the world, what was David Melech's real kasha? He represented Malchus, kingship, right? His kasha was, I represent the expression of God in the world. I don't understand how this evil in the world, which is the Malchus of the Ra in the world, how it represents Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world. Until he saw that even the Ra in the world, when it's machnia itself, when it relents itself to the Malchus of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it then can be even a protection for the Malchus of a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world. Ach. Since the light of this sechel is very, very big, I'm going to use the word sechel now. You can't reach it. It's too far from us. We can only reach it with this concept of nun. I was going to explain what this concept of nun is. Yeshua bin nun, right? Nun is nun shari bina. We're going to see. Shehi b'chinas malchus. This is the concept of malchus. This is the concept of kingship. Kamo shekatuv, lifnei shemesh yinun shemo. In front of the shemesh yinun shemo. Pirish Rashi. Rashi explains what's yinun. Loshen malchus. Yinun is loshen malchus, kingship. V'ze b'chinas lavana. This is the concept of the moon. Right. The first mitzvah that Klal Yisrael were given to in the Torah was Kiddush HaChodesh, the sanctification of the moon, because we represent the moon. Kodesh Baruch Hu Kiviyachol represents the sun, we represent the moon. We're bringing his radiance into this world, right? Ki halavana ein la or me'atzma. The moon doesn't have light from itself. It's not a lighted object. Ki im mash mekabelet min hashemesh, only that which receives from the sun. V'zeil b'chines malchus. This is the concept of kingship. What's the concept of kingship? When we want to make a Kodesh Baruch Hu Kiviyol Melech, or you want to make someone into a king, what does it mean to make someone into a king? This is what we were supposed to do on Rosh Hashanah. The Leis La Migam Maklum. He doesn't have from himself anything. Rather, your complete will is nullified to the will of your Creator. That's what Malchus is. Ela Mashim Kabelet Min HaChes, that we receive from the Ches, the Shemesh, the sun, the Haskalah, the understanding of the Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world, this light, the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Meir in every object, we live with that light. We live with it. That light is what we radiate. Now, when we see the schnitzel means something tasty that has the koach, right, and the ability to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what schnitzel means. Oh, so why do you have to have that nice crispy thing on the outside? Because it tastes good, and when I eat something that tastes good, I'm happy, and when I'm happy, I can serve Kodesh Baruch Hu better. If I eat an ice cream, it's serving Kodesh Baruch Hu. I want to eat an ice cream. Say you feel a little down, you want to eat an ice cream, you want a bit of sugar in your system, you want something nice in your system. You become one with it. It picks you up a little bit. It picks you up only for a moment, but it picks you up. You feel good at the time. So now they picked you up a bit. You know, like you get a bit of a pickup, and now you're happier with yourself. You satiated yourself. Now you have more koach to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Everything in this world was created for us to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's not a single thing in this world that we say it's not there. That's why the Gemara says, it's a Gemara in Chulin. It says, you should be asking, if you want to taste the taste of milk and meat. Now, milk and meat you can't eat. You can't have a cheeseburger. Maybe now you could have tofu burger, right? But say in the time of Gemara, they didn't have tofu, right? So Gemara says, right? If you want to chase the taste of milk and meat, how can you have it? You can have the udder of a cow. If you want to have the taste of bacon, right? Like, there's a certain fish that you can eat that has that taste. The Gemara in Chulin tells you that. Then the Gemara says, other things as well. Right? Well, even Averas, it says, if you want to taste the Chas v'Shalom, the taste of an Eishes Ish, there's Yafat Tar. There's the concept of when you go into war and there's a woman who's a married woman, you can take her. Right? I'm not saying that's Torah wants that. It says Keneged Yetzar. There's a whole parasha that needs to be understood. That's a very, very deep parasha. There's an Or HaChayim there. We're not going to do that. We did that. We'll explain that some other time. But why is it there? You really want to taste the taste of bacon? You really want to have milk and meat? That's it, you know, so make sure you don't. You've got all your desires in the world. That's what it's for? No. The Torah is telling you what? The Gemara is telling you what? That everything in this world can be used for good. Even the taste of bacon. Even milk and meat. Even those things which prohibit it, there's ways of enjoying it in a kosher way. You understand? There's nothing in this world we're not supposed to benefit from, because everything in this world is revelation of Kodesh Baruch Hu's will. So therefore, everything has to have in it this chius, this haskalah, this understanding, this life force understanding of how Kodesh Baruch Hu, what, how it relates to it. Shehi b'chines chachma. This is the concept of chachma. B'chines Hashem, which is this concept of the sun, this radiance. When the light of the sun, of the moon becomes the light of the sun, that means the Malchus, that means us in this world, are a complete revelation of His will. That means everything in this world, all the objects, all the entirety of this world, is a revelation of His will. And the Or Halavana will be at the Or of the Chama. That's Batid Lavo, right? That's in the future. Aval, mi she'enu mekasher atzmo. A person doesn't connect himself with this sechel and chochma and wisdom. And the life that's in all things. Zebechines Esav. This is the concept of Esav. If you see the world as made, done. The schnitzel is done. It's great as it is. The chicken with the batter around it, right? That's great. It's made for itself in entirety. Right? There's a perfection of the physical for the physical. The best schnitzel in the world. I once saw something. Someone told me in England that he was working, like you have these very, very fancy restaurants, right? That the waiters and, you know, really, really fancy. And he worked there once, you know, as a student, he worked there. So he told me how it works. Like, the waiters, like, everyone brings, like, the first course. So the first course is not, it's a piece of art. It's like they put, like, some sort of salad in a certain form, and they put, like, you know, the salad dressing on the sides in a certain, like, you know, pattern. And it's like a whole thing, the plate's exactly done. And these waiters train. It's like a dance ceremony. They train. Like, all the waiters are standing at the same time near all the guests. And they're all, like, putting the plate in front of the guests at the same time. Right? You know, with, in a, right? And the dish is given, the same dish, in a beautiful way. And they're putting it in front of the guests. And it's like a whole piece. Right? And, like, one day, the meat or something was a little bit off, not off, it was like the pattern didn't come out well, or the waiters didn't put it well, and the person in charge of this group, right, was so depressed that he didn't do it well. He, like, you know, like, you couldn't talk to him. He was an avel, right? He was a mourner. That's using the physical for the physical itself. You want to enjoy every aspect of the physical for the physical. The pattern, the color of the food, the way it's laid out, the way it's placed in front. For what? It's ridiculous. And people pay, I don't know how much money, but tons of money for it to be done in this way. And they go crazy about this, and they're like the biggest hotels in London. That's what he's telling me. That's craziness. In America, they don't do this. You have McDonald's. Right? $2.50 for a cheeseburger. And French fries. That was a commercial break. That's true. You understand what I'm saying? It's ridiculous. If you look at the world as made for just the physical, that's Aesop. That's the Western world. If you understand it, that's the Western world. What's America about? America's about malls. If you go to America, what do you enjoy? Shopping in a mall and buying the things you don't need. Right? That's what people spend their time. That's what life's about. Spending and eating and having pleasures and looking for more pleasures and more things you don't need. Or creating the needs so you'll need them and have them and be satiated with them. Right? So now, you instead of sleeping on a regular pillow, you get a foam pillow or a regular bed. You get a water bed. I don't know what you'll do, right? There's some sort of beds that you can get. So you'll be more comfortable. So you'll be more pleasurable. You have to have a jacuzzi, right? You have to, not only do you have to sit in a bathtub, you have to have the water splashing on you, right? I mean, honestly, I don't really understand what's the big deal about it, but okay. You know? So your question was, is our relationship with other people, our relationship with ourselves, relationship with God? There's three aspects to man. There's a different shit, but I'll tell it now, the kids. There's three aspects. It's brought down in Rabbeinu Yonah Pirkei Avos, and it's also brought down in the Gror and in Revolvi as well. There's three aspects to man. Man in himself, man in his fellow man, and man is creator. All these three relationships, contain our relationship with our creator. That means in all these three relationships, a person has to be a complete person and relate all these relationships to his creator. When a person's complete in himself and complete with his fellow man and complete with his creator, then he's a complete person. If he's lacking in any one of these realms, he's a lacking human being. Now, there might be a person who is more connected in one of these aspects. Yeah, like some people are more connected in the relationship, you know, more Baal Chesed in the relationship with other people. Some people are more connected in their understandings of self. Some people are more connected with the Creator, the Torah, right? So that's basically connected with yourself is Din. Introspection is Din. Connecting with other people, obviously, is Chesed. And connecting with Torah, that's like Torah is Rachamim. Rahmana, that's probably Tiferes. Okay? So now, what did Esav do? Esav shibize et ha-bechora. He made low the bechora, the firstborn brachas, right? Ubize et ha-bechora. For what? How did Esav was mevaze et ha-bechora? He said, Haliteini na min adom adom azeh. Right? Give me, please, from this red lentils. Right? Because he was Ayef Anochi. He was, Rashi says, he came from the field, tired from Ritzicha, of killing. And he asked Yaakov for this. And Yaakov said, only if you give me the Bechorah. And he said, yeah. For a pot of lentils, he gave over all the Ruchnis, all the connection of the physical to the spiritual. That's a Bizui, Boz Yavuzu. The person says, you know, I'll sell you a mitzvah for 10 shekels. Give me 10 shekels and I send you my schus of my mitzvah. What can you talk about? A mitzvah? Right? A connection we created for some money? For lentil soup? It means he was selling his. He didn't want to connect the physical to the spiritual. He wanted the physical for itself. I don't want that connection. Edom, red, represents din. There's a disconnect of the spiritual. Din also means dial, end. It means a disconnect also, kind of separation. Esav is that which separates the physical from the spiritual world. That's why Amalek comes from Esav. We're going to see in Chumash, you're going to learn in Chumash, that when there's a Timna wanted to connect with the Avos, and she was a nimna. She was removed from that connection, and she connected with Eliphaz. Right? This Rashi explains. Connected with Eliphaz, that's the son of Esav. And from that connection, from that disconnect of the spiritual, and the connection to the Ra, which represents the son of Esav, came Amalek. And that's exactly what Amalek is. Amalek is Am Shemolek. The people, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Or HaTorah says this. Says Am Shemolek. Am, the people that cuts the head. When you do Malika, Malika means you cut the head of the chicken. You disconnect it. That's the people who disconnect us from the physical world, from the spiritual. They remove the head. They remove the sechel from us. They remove the sechel from the world. They see the world as just the physical for the physical. That's the head of Esav. That's the head of Umos HaOlam, is Amalek. Amalek is Reishis Goyim, the first of the Goyim. Reishis means the Chachma, so to speak, of the Goyim. Because they have the Koach to remove, right, from the world, the spiritual. Mein Kampf, Yimach Shemo V'Zichro, the person who... There's a film, so you can see there's a film. What did he say about the Jewish people?
Moral.
Yeah. He said, we have to kill these people because they gave us a moral consciousness to the world. What does that mean? They brought spirituality to the world. They connect the world with spirituality. That's Amalek. To disconnect the world from spirituality. V'lo yachpotz ksil bitvuna. A ksil, an idiot, won't desire understanding the world. He wants the world for the world itself. He wants the schnitzel for the schnitzel itself. Right? You understand? That's what he wants. Ki im bihit galut libo. He only wants the world to reveal his desires. Now, derech agav, that's also the concept of Yishmael, which is very much a concept of Yishmael. Yishmael, right? If you understand that the spiritual world, Yishmael, Chazal says, Gemara in Kedushin, they had 10 measures of illicit relationship was given to the world. Yishmael took 9 of them. Aravia, the Arabs took 9. That means that's what they are. And the Rambam says that in their religion, that these people, these tipshim, these idiots, right, who see the world to come as 70, you know, whatever, women, whatever, right, that's their world to come. The world to come is a complete satiation of the physical desire. So if that's the revelation of God's will, the revelation of God's will is a satiation of their physical desire. That means God's will is their desire. That means what I desire is God's will. If I desire to kill and to thing and whatever, that's God's will. I don't want to say in ISIS that someone, a student, sent me a document, maybe this is a known thing, that before they do the most horrible actions with killing or with women, right, with young girls, before they do it, they pray and then they do it. Kivyachol, that God's will is there to satiate their desires, their evil desires. That's the concept of Ishmael. You with me? And that's called religion by them. By us, the nullification of our will is the expression of God's will in the world. It's a complete difference. Like when we've seen that documentary the other day where they say to Musa, right, who's holding a knife in his hand, and kill. What's religious in that? He was just basically expressing his own personal hatred and saying it's God's will. That's what they are. That's what their religion is. This is the Bechina, the concept of the evil Malchus, the evil kingship in the world. I.e., you have the kingship of, which represents God's kingship in the world, and you have the kingship of the Sitra Achra, the Ra in the world. Bechinas Levana de Sitra Achra, the concept of the moon of the other side, right? Sha'alea Ne'ema, Chafra Halavana Vachula. That means the Varm is embarrassed. V'ze Bechinas Yetza Tzov V'yetza Ra. You have the Levana, which represents the revelation of God's will in the world, and the Levana, which represents the Ra in the world. That's the Yetza Tov against the Yetza Ra. The two sides, and the equal sides in the world. Ki Hayetza Tov Nikra Miskein V'chacham. He's called the poor, wise man. Bechinas Malchus, the concept of kingship. She Bechinas Aniya V'dala. It's the concept of being poor and lowly. Why be poor and lowly? It's from himself. He wants to negate the leis lamigam aklum. She doesn't have from herself anything. It's a negation of self. The yetzah tov is when a person negates his desires for Kadosh Baruch Hu, or he elevates them, which is the same thing. Ki im mashim kabelet me chokhma, except that she receives from the chokhma elyonim, from the higher concept of understanding in the world. He's considered an old king, but a stupid one, right? Bechinas Malchus the Sitra Achra, the concept of kingship of the other side. She'enu chafetza b'chochma v'sechem. He doesn't desire chochma, an understanding of God's will in the world. Bechinat lo yichbots k'sil tvuna. K'sil, an idiot, doesn't want understanding of the world. He wants to go with his desires. A person has to give strength to this bechina, this concept of malchus, kingship of kedusha, litgaber, to be stronger on the malchus of the sitra achra. For kamosha amru, like we said, Rabotenu zichron avroch, the rabbis taught us, leolam yargiz, there has to be an anger. Adam Yetzer Tov Al Yetzer Ra. That means when your Yetzer Ra comes to you and it tells you, go after something, go after your desires, there should be a fight. You have to get angry. When you anger is not a bad midah, but you can use it when you're in war, when you're fighting Yetzer Ra, when your Yetzer Ra asks you to negate the will of the Kodesh Baruch Hu in you, and asks you to go after your own desires, to do averas. You have to be margiz yourself. It's hard. It's a real war. You fall in war. You lose some battles. Hopefully you win the war. Right? And what gives koach to this malchus kedusha? Aliyadei Torah. Torah is that which gives you koach. Torah tavlin yetzar. Is the remedy. The remedy to the Yetzirah. Kumosha Amru, right? Shuhu Osik Bekoch, when he's Osik and Torah with strength, right? Like the Gemara says in Brachos, it says, Le'olam Yargiz Adam Yetzirah Tov Ayetzirah. He should fight it. Vi Azel, if it doesn't work, Mutav. If it works, good. Sorry. Vim Lav, if not, Yasok B'Torah. Then he has to work with Torah, with Koch. You have another strength. And then it says, finally, if not that, Yaskir lo yom amavis, remind him the day of his death. What do you think is happening today? When people are frightened to walk in the streets, why? What does it remind them of? You could be, chas v'shalom, a person could be one of those people being stabbed. They're worried about their lives. When a person's worried about life, he's thinking about what he's living for. So if chas v'shalom, Torah didn't work by us, Yargis didn't work for us, right? These things didn't work for us, then the Kodesh Baruch Hu will get us to the level of Maskilo Yomamazis, it remember, and then a person will come to it, or then a person will come to an awakening of what life's about. So instead of letting these things happen, let's awaken. Kumosh Amru Rabbeinu Zichrono Baruch, like our rabbis told us, Im Paga Bacha Menuvel Ze, if came to you this disgusting Yetzer Ra, Mashcheu LeBeis HaMedrash, bring him to the Beis HaMedrash, bring him to Yeshiva. Ki al yedei Torah, through Torah, noten koach l'malchus kedusha, you're given koach to the malchus kedusha, va'azai mikabelet ha-malchus, and then the malchus receives, shehi bechines nun, the malchus represents its nun, chius min ha-chochma, life from the chochma, shehi bechines ches, that's the concept of ches, right? V'nitchabe, V'niksha haches v'anun, and they connect this ches and the nun. V'nase o halavana ko o achama, and the light of the sun is radiating, and the moon becomes like the light of the sun. It radiates Kodesh Baruch Hu's will in the world. And when you radiate Kodesh Baruch Hu's will, what do you get? K'shezeh comes en ofel. When Kodesh Baruch Hu's will is radiated in the world, then the Yetzer Hara is gone. As in no film, not tell Malchus HaRosha, the rishus of the Malchus, of the evil Malchus, is removed. Kamosh Katu, Ki Yisharim Dalki Hashem, straight the ways of Hashem. Tzadikim Yelchu Bam, Tzadikim will go in them, or Poshim Yikashdu Bam, and the bad will fall in them. I.e., the Eitzar will fall through the ways of Hashem. V'hainu Aledei Dalki Hashem, through the ways of Hashem. Hainu HaTorah, the Torah will cause the Eitzar to fall. The tzaddikim, which are connecting to the Malchus Kedusha, hem nitchaskim, they become strong, mekablim koach al yedei zeh, and they receive strength through this. Uposhim yoch yichashdu bo, and the ra is full, and they fall through it. Bechinas Malchus Harish, bechinas Yetzara, shenofel v'nichna al yedei Torah, it falls and is nullified through the learning of Torah. That's why Torah is tablin. And then he's going to explain, we'll do this next week, but he's going to say, when the ches and the nun connect together, when the person gets chayim, he gets grace, he has the beauty of him. There's a beauty in a person who's connecting the spiritual with his physical. That's when he sees haskalah, he sees everything as a Kodesh Baruch Hu's will in this world. Okay?